Mark chapter number 5. This kind of dovetails into what God wants to do for us as we begin a fast and in prayer time. Devils and demons don't run away unless people are committed to serving God with all their hearts. Jesus made it very clear when his disciples were flustered. This young man was possessed and driven. Devils were trying to kill him, drown him, burn him, and they could not release the young man. And privately, they went to Jesus and said, "Why couldn't we do this?" And Jesus said, "Because devils like this don't move except when you fast and pray. If you have things that need breaking in life, bands that need to be broken, fasting along with praying breaks bondage and gets God's attention, gets him in the mix." So let's look at this passage together in Mark 5 and let that kind of be a theme for this message this morning. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she'd gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed." Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. "Father, thank you. That's who you are. If we hear about you, your son, we come looking for you, we're going to find you. So we thank you for helping us understand this principle. In Jesus' name, amen." You may be seated. Your freedom is about to break out this year. So tell your neighbor, your freedom has come. Tell him, your freedom has come. There's no need to keep waiting and waiting and waiting. Your liberty has arrived. His name is Jesus. And the story reveals to us a lot of principles and truth. One thing it reveals to us is that some miracles don't just happen because you're a Christian. Some people have the idea that, well, I'm a Christian. We live in a dispensation of hyper-grace being preached, which means we don't have to do anything. God will just kind of hand it all to us. But unless we appropriate what God's provided for us, we're not going to receive it, okay? And miracles just don't happen because we call ourselves a follower of Jesus. Some miracles only happen when you determine to get close to him. This woman teaches us that lesson. And you are determined that freedom is going to take place in your life. That gets God's attention. So when you give your life to the Lord, understand that the Master wants you to be free from every bondage in your life. It might be drugs, alcohol, addictive behavior. Perhaps your food is, or your drug is food. That's what really drives you. And food becomes a drug for some people. The bottom line is this: God wants every person to be free from every addiction, every bondage, anything that attempts to control us and bind us. This woman was unclean according to Jewish law. She was not allowed to be on the street because they believed that anywhere and everywhere she would go would be contaminated and unclean. That was the law under the old covenant. She was ostracized. She was isolated. Everything she touched was considered to be unclean. Therefore, she could not touch anyone or be touched by anyone. She couldn't get close to anybody. Can you imagine the isolation of being untouchable, considered to be a person off limits? Some things you can do for yourself, but some things require the hand of God. Some things you can get done yourself, but some things require God's intervention. Can you imagine the life she must have had? The fears she constantly lived with, the rejection, the loneliness every day. Can you imagine the pain of that much isolation she suffered every single day? For 12 years, isolated people develop a tremendous hunger for love. Some attempt to fill that void in their lives with, unfortunately, addictive behaviors. People involved in addictions, no matter who they are, they're hungry for love and they're hungry for comfort. There's an emptiness inside. And because of that emptiness, it drives them to do things to self-medicate. to sexual behavior outside of the bounds of marriage, to overeating, a hunger for love in them that drives them to do the things that they do. This woman was suffering for a long, long period of time. She endured much at the hands of others, the rejection, the scorn, the just get out of her way and don't come near me. Have you ever had an issue that you had to endure at the hands of other people? Have you ever had an issue you've had to endure gossip or untoward criticism or abuse physically, sexually, or verbally, rejection in your life, someone making accusations without foundation? Someone knows what I'm talking about this morning, right? This woman had an issue in her life, and it was costing her everything. It cost her friendships. It cost her connections, finances, everything that she owned. How many know when you have an issue with drugs in your life, it's going to be very costly before it's over? This woman had an issue, and it took every penny she had. If you've got a major illness, you could be bankrupted by it before it's over. If you've had an unfortunate situation, you can end up spiritually broke before it's over. If you've ever spent time in prison, it could cost you everything in your reputation and going forward. So what do you do to relieve your pain? We all have pain that has entered into our lives. What's your fix? What do you do to relieve it? How do you medicate for it? Do you turn to the Lord? Do you wait on God, or do you become a workaholic? I'll help somebody here today. Am I in the right church this morning? Just checking, right? Is your fix love of money? Is your fix food? Is your fix sexual relationships outside of marriage? When you have a love hunger, you develop addictive behavior. And this woman had an issue, and now she's financially broke. She had faith, but she was broke. And she was broken in spirit, not just broken financially. Have you ever had faith, but you're broke emotionally, still broke financially, broken spiritually? You can have faith in the Lord, but rejection issues can leave you hurting and love-starved. You cannot put a plant in a cardboard box and expect it to grow very far or much. You can't put a plant in a cardboard box and expect it to flourish. They're not designed for that kind of an environment. You and I are wired the same way. We cannot be put by ourselves in isolation and expect to flourish and to grow. God built us for community. One of the first things he said to Adam was, "It's not good for you to be alone. I will make for you someone who will help you and be alongside of you." We need communion, and we need communication, and we need fellowship. And that's how God has assembled not only family, but assembled his bride, the church. We cannot expect any growth or development in isolation. We can never become all God wanted us to be if we want to live isolated. Now, this woman for 12 years had to suffer isolation. Her problem is that her issue lasted so long. It's one thing to face an issue for a few months, maybe a year. Another thing to have to deal with an issue, trouble for 12 years. Anytime people have issues in their lives, if you're not careful, that can become a death sentence. It's like you're done, finished. And if you're not careful, the issue of isolation becomes a death sentence for people. If you're not careful, the issue of drugs can become a death sentence. We all have heard and know of how many people are suffering and dying because of abuse of drugs and addiction to these habits that drugs bring upon their lives. We just had an incident yesterday that became uncovered where people are dead and people are hospitalized because of abuse and overuse of drugs up in Chico. If you're not careful, that issue of drugs is a killer. And if you're not careful, issues in your life can lead you to a bondage you're never going to escape by yourself. And that's why God calls us to fasting. He told Isaiah the prophet, "Is this not the fast I have chosen? To loose the bonds, to break loose of the chains in life." Understand, Jesus came to relieve you from issues, from all the bondages of the past. How long have you suffered with an issue? How long has it tagged you and trailed you? Even after you became a believer in Jesus, you're still struggling with some baggage from the past. How long you've been holding on to that? I love what James wrote. He said, confess your faults to one another so that you may be healed. In other words, if you're honest with yourself and you begin to look into your life and you look at the issues that you have and you deal with these year after year, if you'll begin to confess, begin to get that out, it's an amazing relief valve when you have someone you can confide in and you begin to share the burden that you're carrying. Quit trying to cover it. He who covers his sin will not prosper, the scripture says, but the one who confesses it gets the blessing of God. Begin to deal with those issues. Confess them to one another so healing can come in your life. Admit it so that you can quit it. You can't quit it until you admit it. Are you listening? Have you ever thought, well, by the end of 2018, I'm going to have all my issues resolved, but now we're in 2019. Have you ever thought your issue would not last very long? Instead, it's gotten worse. That's what happened for this lady. Have you ever thought to yourself, I've been broke too long, or I've been alone too long? You ever thought, I've been depressed too long? I've been hurting too long? And when you get isolated in depression, the enemy starts whispering, your life is over. It's not worth living. You ought to end your life. And we have this escalation of suicide in our society because of isolation and people being depressed. I've been in this pain too long. I've got to escape it. Have you ever had an issue that just lasted too long in your life? Have you ever had an issue in your life, all of a sudden, people stop coming around and wanting to be with you? If you have an issue that lasts long, some people will leave you alone for good, abandon you. You begin to find out who your true friends are. When everybody else walks in and out of your life, friends are always consistently with you. And the people that do abandon at times, it's not because they're bad people. Sometimes they just don't know what to do with you. They don't know how to relate to you. They may know what the issue may be, but it just seems to linger and go on and on and on. They don't know what else to do. Sometimes you push people away and out of your life because of the way you act with those issues. It's not that the woman wasn't trying. She was doing everything in the world she could do, yet none of it was working. She did everything she could do to be free, but there was no freedom. She spent all of her money, but did not get better. Sometimes the doctor does not have your deliverance. Sometimes the counselor doesn't have your deliverance. You've got to get to Jesus because he is the anointed one who came to set prisoners free. I'm anointed, he said, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those who are captive. He's the anointed one who has your deliverance. And fasting plays into that role. He's the one who breaks the cycle of that yoke. He's the anointed one who's the burden lifter from your shoulders. Have you ever given your all in a situation, but it didn't seem to help? Have you ever given your all in a relationship and things didn't work out? And now you find yourself in a vicious cycle, and the lack of love and the lack of support is just eaten up in your heart. The lack of love drives you to do things that you regret, but the more you're in addictive behaviors, the more there's a lack of love in your life, and it becomes a vicious cycle. This woman, she did everything, but she could not get over this problem. How many know that people can't get up? And when that happens at times, there are always others who are going to look at you and say, I know why they can't get up. There's always somebody who says, I know why that marriage didn't work. They really didn't want it to work. There's always somebody, you know, these little heads that pop up and they've got some sniping attitude or something they want to say about you. The reason they didn't get a job is they're just too lazy to go out and get a job and they don't know all the circumstances, but they're snipers, right? How many know that someone is always there to mess with you? I mean, it's bad enough you've got a burden on your shoulder. You want people that are in the stands to be cheering for you, right? Have you ever had someone criticize you for where you are in life and you know you did everything you could to overcome, but seemingly you just couldn't get over this thing? And someone here is in a mess, and it's not because you're not trying. You're trying, but you just can't seem to get there. You're trying, listen, to be transparent. But because you've got trust issues with people because of the past betrayals, you have a hard time being transparent. Seems like you just keep trying, but you just can't get there. You're in so much emotional pain from your past, now you're building a wall around you. And you're pushing people away. You need to be loved, but in your need to be loved, you're pushing people further away. There's someone listening. You're in a predicament, not because you want to be. It's because of some things in your life that need to get dealt with. You're in a death sentence, a death spiral, and you've got chains around you, and you can't seem to break them. We sing about a Savior who's the chain breaker. You have this bondage in your life, and you can't seem to get out of it. You need to know that Jesus came to release you from your chains, came to release you from the bondage of the past. He came to let you know you don't have to stay where you are. If you can touch him, if you can just get to where Jesus is, I know he can get that thing off of you, because that's the God I serve. Addictive behavior has caused you to get involved with some things that potentially can destroy you, and you need deliverance. You came here, you're here in God's presence, thank the Lord, and there's a reason you decided to be here today, and you know there's some things that need to change. Fasting and praying will get you on the journey like this woman to change. The truth is, she did everything she knew possibly to do, but still could not have victory in her life. No matter who you are, you cannot make it by yourself. No matter how strong you think you are, how sharp-minded you think you are, how healthy you are, listen, you can't get past some things by yourself. You're going to have God's help, and God does that many times in community. Tell somebody, we need God's help. We do. Don't you know our culture needs God's help? Don't you know we need God's help? Everybody does. It's not enough just to be born again. Sometimes we need to be delivered out of the bondage and the baggage that we carry from our inheritance in the past. It's not good just, you know, to say, oh, I'm a Christian and I'm just going to keep living in bondage for the rest of my days. It's not good enough to just show up for church. You need the delivering, impacting power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus sets us free. The Spirit of the Lord brings liberty wherever he is. And the word says that this woman kept saying to herself, if I can just touch him, I know I shall get well. If I can just touch that part, the tallit at the bottom of his robe, of his prayer shawl, if I can just touch that place where he uses to interact with the Father, I know I'll receive my miracle. I know I'll get over this issue. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I don't have to keep living the way I've had to live. I'm at the end of everything, including my life, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. And the woman's all by herself, and she's got to encourage herself. Sometimes you have to stand on the word of God when you've got no one to stand with you. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my shield. He sent his word and healed me and delivered me from all my destruction. Because what? I cried unto the Lord from my bed in the middle of the night. There'll come a time in your life when you have an issue and people will walk away from you. There'll come a time in your life when you'll look in the mirror and you'll just have to preach to yourself. You have to stir up your own faith. My God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So even though you've got a struggle, listen, you've got an unbreakable bondage, but no weapon formed. Not the enemy will forge them and form them and get ready to implement them, but they shall not prosper. Your God will meet all of your needs, we heard it earlier, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So you may want to lock yourself away, depressed, because you've got all these mounting issues in your life, but nothing will change until you learn to deal with issues. You've got to break out of isolation. The first thing we want to do when we're struggling is stay away from everybody, is go and hide in a corner. We don't want to come to church because we're struggling. That's the worst decision possible. We need to, isolation is the worst environment to find yourself in. We need the help of others. We need community. We need the presence of the Lord. You have to deal with those matters that you face. You've got to take the mask off and admit it so you can quit it, right? And you remember how the children of Israel, they grumbled and they complained because they had to go through the wilderness experiences. God was allowing tests to come up. They felt sorry for themselves because God was allowing their faith to be tested. Listen, when God allows our faith to be tested, it's for promotion purposes, so he can give us more, to trust us with greater. So he allows the test and the trial to prove whether or not we're going to be strong enough to carry the promotion. But all they did was whine about it and feel sorry for themselves. Hear me, you better stop feeling sorry for yourself right now, because God said you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you. Let me say, we have all got crosses to bear. Yeah, you're going to have trials in your life, struggles in your life. Anybody who tells you when you become a Christian, you never have another problem is lying to you. Get your remote and click him off, because that's not truth. Black, white, rich, poor, everybody carries a burden and a cross, and tests are allowed. Everybody goes through stuff. But listen to something. Sickness is not a cross. I said, we all have crosses to bear. Sickness is not one of them. Jesus came to relieve us from our illnesses, from our burdens, to relieve us from those kinds of issues. By his stripes, he said, you are healed. A cross is something that you can pick up or lay down. When the test comes, I can be like Israel. I can default into grumbling and complaining and say, I don't want to deal with it. I refuse it. I don't care. I'm just going to whine about it, and that's my choice. Or I can pick it up and bear it and say, Lord, with your help, I can carry this. And one day when I pass this test, you're going to promote me. I have a cross because someone's gossiped about me. Anybody relate to that? But I'm never going to allow that to get inside my spirit. Sickness is not a cross. Sickness is from the devil. It's a part of the curse that fell on the human race. Sickness is because maybe you ate too much Taco Bell. Sickness is because you never went to the gym and exercised. Now you've got to go to the Lord for deliverance. Well, why'd you pick on them, Pastor? Because, never mind. You can't get out of some things by yourself, right? You need his help to get out of them. It's time to deal with issues, with baggage, with pain. This is the year for that to happen. We do that at the beginning of the year so we can break loose and run this race well. What is your pain? What is it that you're carrying? Did you see that this woman was all alone? But she made up her mind to what? Encourage herself. She was suffering, but she encouraged herself. No one wanted to get around her, but she encouraged herself. She was broke, but she encouraged herself. Sometimes you have to speak faith even when you don't feel faith, because it's not about how we feel. It's about what he says. It's not, how do I feel? I may feel miserable, but listen to what he says about my circumstance. You may have a death sentence on your life, but you proclaim the goodness of the Lord in your life. He's been better to you than you've been to yourself. She didn't have any podcasts to listen to like some of you, but she encouraged herself. She didn't have a church like this. She couldn't even attend synagogue in her condition, but she encouraged herself. She said, if I can just touch his garment, I will get well. So what are you verbalizing today in your dilemma? Say, this is my year to touch him. I want to touch him like I never have before. Amen. This is my year to overcome issues in life. This is my year to get my act together. This is my year for freedom. How many know that life can leave you discouraged? Yeah, a few trials and a few hits, but God's looking for somebody who'll stand up and say, if I can just touch Jesus, I know I'm going to overcome. If you can just touch him, he'll help you with that job. If I can touch him, he'll help me get my family back together. If I can touch him, he'll bring the walls down that I built over the years. If I can touch him, I know I'll get out of the isolation that's killing my spirit. David knew what to do when he faced his enemies in his life. He knew what to do when he faced a death sentence in his life. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. There's a key word there. I went after him like this woman did, and he heard me. If you want to be heard by God, seek the face of the Lord. And he delivered me from all my fears. In other words, quit talking about how big your giants are. Tell your giants how big your God is. That's the God I serve. Lord, you're bigger than any issue I face. You've been in prison. You've got chains around you. You feel handcuffed. You can't get out of this by yourself. But your deliverance has come. Jesus is my deliverance. When you're in the lowest point in your life and you feel, again, emotions kick in and you feel like quitting, that's when you must make the decision to worry about nothing, as the apostle wrote, and pray about everything, and with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. You sow your seed and you believe for the harvest. It's so important to keep doing what is right, even when you don't feel like it's right. Because we must always submit first to God's word, not to how we feel. So many people, even in the body of Christ, they make decisions. Well, this is how I feel about it. Well, we may feel a certain way, but does that line up with what God says? And if it doesn't line up with what God says, then I'm going to do what God says, even when I don't feel like it. Everyone faces issues, no matter who we are. We've all got broken relationships with God because we stepped over a boundary and we feel like, wow, man, Lord. And we've got broken relationships with people. Because of the brokenness, we can develop some emotional wounds and wounds of the soul. Because every emotional issue, rejection, jealousy, low self-esteem, pride, go down the list, all of the baggage and all the mess, every bit of it was created out of broken relationships, either with God or with other people. And we broke faith somewhere. Some are carrying wounds of the soul. They look great on the outside, but the soul has been so wounded. There's only one who ever said, I'm the one anointed to heal the brokenhearted. You know the old song. How can you mend a broken heart? There's no answer for that in the secular world. There's no healing for the broken heart except the one and only, the anointed Jesus, the Christ. Amen? Because of brokenness, we develop emotional issues. The healing of relationships is the basis of our emotional and spiritual healing. If you never hear another thing I say regarding your baggage in life, hear this. When you can see the baggage in your life, and you decide to deal with the broken relationships of your past, which means what? Forgiving, letting it go, putting it in the hands of God, doing what you can to restore love and restore health. The moment you begin to work on that, the broken relationship with the Lord, the broken relationship with others, when you begin to work on the brokenness, that's when you begin to see the issues commence to disappear in your life. God then joins the action to help you heal. You know, you have issues in life and you try to deal with them on your own and face them yourself. But no, we need to give them to the Lord and pray about them and lean on him with all your heart. Encourage yourself in the Lord by working on those relationships with his help, by working on the brokenness of relationships with his support. Now, David understood that. He's got this mighty band of warriors that he's trained out in the wilderness. The scripture says of them, they were unstoppable. A handful of these mighty warriors, armies would run when they knew they were on their way, because David had so well taught them to fight. But one day they come home from battle and everything they love, their wives, their children, their possessions gone, and the places of dwelling are burned to the ground. It says they cried until they had no more tears. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And that was the beginning of the turn. And he asked, then he inquired of the Lord, what do you want me to do? Should I pursue these that have come? Yes, pursue them. You'll recover everything. God's into recovery. God's into restoration. Now, some broken relationships, the facts are you can't fix because they won't let you fix them. But you do what's right. Some broken relationships, you're never going to do anything about it. But you can do something about it in your own heart. You can get healed in here. You don't have to allow that broken relationship to leave you broken. And that's the key. Say, that's the key. So we will never see true emotional healing in our lives until we resolve the past hurting and broken relationships. Sometimes that can even mean going to a cemetery and talking to somebody. Now, I know they can't hear you, okay? No, they're below ground. They're not listening from down there, okay? That's not the point. The point is you're resolving it in your heart. You're putting this thing to rest. You're ending the burden. You're recovering from what you've experienced. You may have an issue, and you have to forgive somebody. They may be dead and gone, but you need to write that down or go verbalize that in a place where you and God can just offload this burden. You may have an issue in your life, but you have to obey the word of God until God changes the circumstances. You obey the word. You speak it out of your mouth until the circumstance begins to actually visibly change. It's one thing for your friends to encourage you. It's a whole other thing when you begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. And the lack of love in life makes people feel like failures, but you're not going to take on that shame. You may have been betrayed. You don't take that on. You don't own that. The Lord's passing by, and I'm going to go touch him. The Lord's passing by, and this woman saw her opportunity. There was something in her that knew, it's my time to have a miracle. I've got no option now. I've got to get to him. So you tell your neighbor, this is my time. This is my time. This is my day. This is my year. It's my opportunity. God brought me here for deliverance. And you're resolving your issues. Your deliverance is here. Everybody's had problems. Everybody's been misused. Everybody's got issues. That's why I am in church. That's why I do what I do. Because I know a God who helps me with them. And I want to tell you, he can help you with them. That's why we study the Word of God. That's why we forgive others around us. You resolve the issues from the past, determine I'm an overcomer. That's what God has called me. I'm an overcomer. I will resolve issues. And everything told this woman, stay off the streets. Everyone told her, you just need to go home and die. You've done everything you know to do. It's over. Everything told her, it's no use. Everything said, you can't get near Jesus. He's a holy man of God. Just accept your fate. No, you can't do that. But he was thronged by people. She had to push her way through this crowd to get to him. And there were so many people around him, they were incalculable. And this woman said, I'm not taking no for an answer. I would like to see that on replay when we get to heaven. I want to see how she muscled through the crowd. Man, she must have been like a fullback. She said, no matter what, you're getting out of my way. Yes, you've been abused, but you can't let that destroy your life. Yeah, there's been a lack of love, but if you'll make up your mind, I'm not going to take that, and that's not my lot in life. You got something. You've got to get to the Lord. Something's got to change. I'm determined. With God's help, I'll forgive. I'm determined. With your help, I'll let it go. I'm determined. I'm going to get healed in that soul wound that I have. I'm determined. Issues will get resolved. And whatever you're going through today, we've come here to join faith, our faith with yours. We've come here to put our collective arms around you and say, with God's help, we're going to get through this. We've come here to be with you, to agree with you, where any two of you shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done for them, Jesus said. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Jesus was sent to destroy all the works of the devil. He was sent to rescue you. He was sent to heal you of all those issues in your life. Your deliverance has come. Thank God. Praise the Lord. And none of it would have happened without him. You see, he came to make the difference, to destroy the works. The things that we've suffered are the fruit of the enemy's work on this planet. And so everybody's got some challenges. The devil's plan is always to create more issues so he can steal your faith and steal relationships to get you out of the body of Christ and away from church, to discourage you so badly you're going to start thinking, God doesn't care about me. But if you take the mask off and quit living in denial, the fruit of a codependent person is denial. Codependent means you're depending on something or someone to get you through. Drugs, aberrant behavior, a person. And when people become codependent, they become addictive in their behavior patterns. And then they live in denial. They don't want to face reality. They deny they've got a problem. Otherwise, you see, you got to address it. And as long as you live in denial, nothing ever changes in your life. You become comfortable in your denial and comfortable with your issue. And you begin to feel uncomfortable if anyone starts poking around in it, because that's your comfort zone now. It's weird, isn't it, that we get comfortable with some kind of thing that's tragic in our life, when we know we need to dump this thing off. This isn't the way God designed me to live. And the reason we develop emotional problems, because we don't reflect the image of Jesus. What does that mean? Well, if you have jealousy and it's gotten into your heart, when you've allowed unforgiveness to get in your spirit, those do not reflect the image of Jesus. We are to love like him and live like him and lead like him, right? Those things don't reflect him. The moment you begin to reflect the image of Jesus, healing comes back to you. And the moment you get off in the flesh, doing whatever it is you think you want to do and feel like doing, that's when all these issues begin to develop and start clamping down in your life. That's when the baggage begins to stack up. But you've got to be like this woman. I'm going to press through the crowd. You've got to touch the hem. You've got to press through the rejection. All the stuff that you've experienced in life and the verbal abuse and otherwise, and press through every heartache and press through every pain and every failure. Even if you've had a death sentence on your life, you've got to press until you've touched him. That reflects the image of Jesus then. So I'm here to stir somebody's faith. I'm here to say today is your day to touch him. Today is your day for a miracle. Today is the day you've been waiting for. You don't need to wait another day. Deliverance is here. Jesus is here. So dry the tears. Deliverance is now. You go ahead and praise God and say, my deliverance has come. I like the way the psalmist wrote it. He said, some of you were locked in a dark cell, cruelly confined behind bars, punished for defying God's word, for turning your back on the high God's counsel. A hard sentence, and your heart was so heavy and not a soul in sight to help you. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition, and he got you out in the nick of time. He led you out of that dark, dark cell, broke open the jail, and he led you out. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. I love this. He shattered the heavy jailhouse doors and snapped the prison bars like matchsticks and got you out and gave you a break, prison break. I'm here. Listen, you might have handcuffs on, chains around you, death sentence, roped in. You can't get out. You can't see yourself by any other situation. But today is your day. This woman made up her mind, I'm going to leave here free. If I touch him, I'll be free. She was disappointed with all that had been going on for 12 years. And this is going to be the day I'm putting it all behind me. She remembered that faith is right now. It doesn't begin tomorrow. It's not about tomorrow. Faith is right now. It was against the law for her to do what she did that day. She knew she couldn't do things in a normal way. Doctors had given up. Family, I have to fight for my own freedom. See, all your issues point to a lack of the love of God working in your heart. Addictions reveal lack of love in the past. Don't live in denial. Pop the mask off, whether you know it or not. This is time for you to fight for liberty. It's time to get up, reach for the master, and deal with the past because he deals with it quickly and succinctly. I love what he said after the healing took place. And he said, who touched me? Now, remember, when God asks a question, it's not for his benefit. It's for ours. And he knew who touched him. He wanted her to speak. And she knew she had to speak. It's me, Lord. And then she confessed, not only did she need healing, but she was healed. And then he looked at her and said, because I felt virtue come out from me. I know someone here was faith, with faith. I felt it leave me when she touched the hem of my garment and said, your faith has made you whole. Woman, you are well. Amen? You are well. Listen, it's time for you to remember the law was against her. Everyone caved in on her. And when we look at this, it's time for you to reach to the master. It's time for you to rebuild your family. It's time for you to build that business. It's time for you to write that book. Whatever God is telling you was the dream he has had for you in life. This is your day. Freedom has come. So the woman was determined, I'm going to have my miracle. Forget what lies behind me. Forge on to what's ahead of me. And that's what we've got to do. Now, I know you've had some issues with parents. A lot of people have. And what they did, what they didn't do. But you're going to have to give that to Jesus too. You're going to have to let that go. You have to allow God to work in your own spirit. By your standard of measure, it shall be measured back to you again, is what Jesus teaches. So that stuff is not worth hanging on to. It's not worth it. You may have issues in your past. Fight for freedom. You know your past is against you, but God is for you. And who can be against you? You know the people have been talking about you. Fight for what is yours. It's time to take inventory. Am I continuing to make the same mistakes every day? Does everything end the same way at the end of every day? Am I still stuck in this rut? What do I need to change? So the master wants you to have so much trust in him that he will extricate you out of your dilemma. God has made you victorious. He has willed you to be a winner. Your victory comes and begins at the moment you begin to face your issues. All the odds were against her. The death sentence was on her. Nothing's going to stop her. How many know it's not easy to see a breakthrough when all that stuff's piled on top of you? But if you'll give him the issue, he'll turn it around. Pray some hot prayers. Pray some fasting and praying prayers. Nothing will change until you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. There's reasons why you keep repeating the same things day after day. I know life has gripped you with a hold, but if you get serious with God during your fasting and praying, you don't have to live empty any longer. You don't have to live with hurt any longer. Face that devil and say, you've had me down long enough. You've tried to destroy me, but I'm still here. The issues could have taken me out, but I'm still here. the issue from my childhood that's caused me all kinds of trouble, but I'm still here. You threw everything at me you could throw at me, but I'm still here. I'm dealing with issues of my past, but I'm still here. I'm going to resolve all the conflicts of my past, and I'm still here, and I'm facing God. You're stronger than you thought you were because the Lord is on your side. Amen. Devil should have killed me when he had the chance, because we're making a comeback and we're dealing with issues more strongly than we ever have. Come on, stand to your feet and give thanks to God today and bless his name, for he is good and his mercy endures to all generations. The kingdom of God is manifested here today.